The agreement settles a lawsuit brought by the Institute for Law and Liberty challenging a state law that bars contributors from donating more than $10,000 in any election cycle. Institute Director Rick Essenberg says it brings Wisconsin law in compliance with a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that eliminated what are known as aggregate limits. Essenberg says Wisconsin is one of only four states that impose such limits.
Prior to this, under Wisconsin law, if you were to give, say, $10,000 to Scott Walker, you could not give another penny to any other candidate for state or local office in that year, not even to your neighbor running for school board.
$10,000 will remain the limit for contributions to one candidate. But Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says removing the aggregate limit will allow wealthy contributors to give that much to an unlimited number of candidates and to committees that can funnel money to even more candidates. McCabe calls it legalized money laundering for a few hundred wealthy donors.
You know, these donors are equal to about 0.05% of Wisconsin's population. So a tiny segment of society will now have vastly greater ability to influence elections. That means that all the rest of us are going to be weakened.
A spokesperson for the Government Accountability Board that enforces state campaign contribution limits declined to comment on the agreement until after a federal judge signs an order making it legally binding. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.